Right. Good afternoon, evening, morning, whenever. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of classic rock LPs, new wave, new age, rockabilly, all my LPs. I'm burning to digital. Vinyl LPs, that's right, from 1970s and 80s. And letting you enjoy them out there. And I am Brad to the Bone. We talk about these LPs a little bit. One of my favorite bands. I've got a big collection of Jethro Tull. And today we'll be featuring Jethro Tull's fourth studio LP, Aqualung. Aqualung. And the title song making the top 10 in U.S. Back in 1971. Yeah, yeah. Title song Aqualung also kind of being a song about a homeless pedophilic man, if you could say that. He's a character, dirty pedophilic homeless man. And, oh, what else? Anyways, we start out with Aqualung. We get in a few other, some of my favorites on there. Locomotive Breath, also featured on Aqualung. Aqualung, again, the fourth studio LP. And Ian Anderson, of course, the characteristic flute of Ian Anderson. Clive Bunker on drums and percussion. Martin Barre, electric guitar and pianos, keyboards, John Evan, Jeffrey Hammond, Glenn Cornick, the rest of the band as well. What else? Got some favorable reviews, actually. And what did he get? Oh, they got the 22nd best album of 1971 in the Village Voices annual Pop and Jazz, Paz and Jop Critics Poll. So, and, oh, what else? Aqualung. Some nice cover art. And then, of course, Aqualung being probably the trademark song of Jethro Tull Band. The song Aqualung being played over and over again on the air for many, many years. Many years, that's right. All right, so let's get into Jethro Tull's fourth LP right here on Brad's Vinyl, Aqualung.
Aqualung, my friend, big and cold. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a docket. He goes down to the bog and warns.
and a beggar man, a thief. Baby and a rich man in his hand. And go and steal the candy from a laughing baby's mouth. If he could take it from the money man.
Platform, do your soft shoe shovel dance. Brush away the cigarette ash that's falling down your pants. And then you sadly wonder, does the nurse treat your old man the way she should? She made you tea, asked for your autograph. What a laugh. Screaming, and
a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. Walk down by the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. Was a schoolboy. And a bearded lady said to me, if you start your raving and you're misbehaving, you'll be sorry. And the chicken fancier came to play with his long red beard and his sister's weird. She drives a lorry. Back down by the button green, I popped him in there. 20 laborers were laboring and digging up their gold. I don't believe they knew that I was Long John Silver. Johnny Scarecrow make his rounds in his jet's black mech, which he won't get back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, came upon Mother Goose, so I turned her loose as she was screaming. Must have been at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy. Wondering aloud how we feel today. Last night sipped the sunset, my hand in her hair. We are our own saviors as we start, both our hearts beating life into each other. Wondering aloud, will the years treat us well? As she floats in the kitchen, I'm tasting the smell. Yeah. Of toast as the butter runs, then she comes spilling crumbs on the bed.
and I shake my head. And it's only the giving that makes you what you are.
Take it to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far. Come running up to me. Make the scene at Cousin Jack's. Leave him to put the bottles back. Mends his glasses that are cracked. Well, that's one up to me. Hey. Silver cloud to ride, pack the tennis club inside. Trouser cuffs hung far too wide. Well, it was up to me. Tires down on your bicycle, your nose feels like an icicle. The yellow-fingered smoky girl is looking up to me. Yep. Common working man, oh, with a half of bitter bread and jam. And if it pleases me, I'll put one on your man when the copper fades away. Pass. The day glow pirate sings at last. And if I laughed a bit too fast, well, it was up to me. Take you to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far. Come running up to me.
Oh, yeah, like the laughing there on Up to Me. That laughing was used again, actually, by a well-known band, Pink Floyd, in some of their Dark Side of the Moon LP. But anyways, Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull did it first on Up to Me. That's kind of a upbeat song. Nice rhythm to it, talking about the common working man, and in cohorts with the central theme, actually, of this LP, which actually the band didn't really regard it as a concept album, but everybody else thought it was. And the theme being the distinction between religion and God, and faith and religion, anyways. But yeah, that was Up to Me. That was side A right here on Brad's vinyl of Aqualung. Starting out with Aqualung, Ian and Jenny Anderson. Cross-Eyed Mary, Cheap Day Return, followed by Mother Goose. Wondering Aloud, which later actually was remade in a version of it on Thick as a Brick came out as Wondering Again, very similar song later, Wondering On, and then finishing up with Up to Me, six tracks on side A. Aqualung made it to, it was actually one of their best LPs, peaked at number 7 on Billboard Music Chart's North American chart. And believe it or not, Aqualung was not, the title song was not a single, though. The only single actually that came off that LP was Hymn 43. Hymn 43 we'll get into on side B. So Glenn Cornick, a little bit about him. He was actually fired from the band after one of their concerts and replaced with Jeffrey Hammond. But although Cornick played on this LP, I don't believe he was credited on the actual LP. It was like 1970. He was fired and then replaced by Jeffrey Hammond, which was an old friend of Ian Anderson's. And Jeffrey, you know, it's evidence that he was an old friend. There's an early LP, Stand Up, I believe. A Song for Jeffrey is on there. So, and he wrote a song about his friend Jeffrey Hammond. Anyways, enough about Glenn Cornick, poor guy. He was part of the band. And folk blues, kind of rock mixture, their style. Jethro Tull with the characteristic flute. And the flute not quite being as prevalent on side one there, but you'll hear it on side two, along with one of my favorite all-time Tull songs, Locomotive Breath. Love that song. And the sides are actually titled. Side one's titled Aqualung, and side two is called My God. So let's get into side two of Jethro Tull's Aqualung LP right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Blooded Church of England in chains of history. here.
And the answer.
city. And on the mountains of the moon, yeah, his cross was rather bloody. Oh, and they could hardly roll his stone. And Jesus said, well, the lush separation enfolds you, and the products of wealth push you along on the byway of their spiritless undying selves, and you press on God's way to your last dime as he hands you the bill, and you're spinning slipstream, tideless, unreasoning, paddle right out of the maze. And you paddle right out of the maze.
the silence howling, catches angels as they fall. And the all-time winner has got him by the balls. Oh, he picks up Gideon's Bible, open at page one. I thank God he stole the handle, and the pain it won't stop. Oh, you know it could slow down. Me off to school, and they taught me how not to play the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So I left there in the morning without God tucked underneath my arm, the half-assed smiles and the book of rules. And I asked this God a question, and by way of firm reply, he said, I'm not the kind you have to wind up on Sundays. So to my old headmaster and to anyone who cares, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. I don't believe you, you had the whole damn thing all wrong. It's not the kind have to wind up on Sundays. Well, you can next communicate me on my way to Sunday school, and have all the bishops harmonize these lines. I didn't mind
I was young, and they packed me off to school, and they taught me how not to play the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So to my old headmaster and to anyone who cares, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. Well, you can excommunicate me on my way to Sunday school, and have all the bishops harmonize these lines. I don't believe you. You had the whole damn thing all wrong. He's not the kind you have to wind up on Sunday.
Wind up, winding up with wind up. Yeah, that's a pumping song. I like that song, Wind Up. Also, one of my favorites on this LP by Tull, Jethro Tull. But still doesn't beat my all-time favorite classic on this LP, Locomotive Breath. So, I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. We're wrapping it up here with Jethro Tull's Aqualung, Side 2. Starting out with My God, followed by Hymn 43. Hymn 43, the only track that made a single, actually, was released as a single. Slipstream, some nice spacey ending there as it spaces out and ends into Locomotive Breath, starting out with. And I got to tell you why I like Locomotive Breath. John Evan on piano there with a really nice classical intro there. A piano solo leading into Locomotive Breath by John Evan. I'm a keyboard guy. I like pianos. And then finishing up with Wind Up, as we mentioned already. Ian Anderson, Clive Bunker, Martin Barre, John Evan, Jeffrey Hammond, and Glenn Cornick as Jethro Tull, fourth LP, Aqualung. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I am Brad of the Bone, and I am leaving. Until next time, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening.